This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at early imaging for low back pain, and finally, a story about bone marrow edema and low back pain. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 517, recorded July 31st, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Early imaging of older adults who visited their primary care physicians for new back pain may not lead to better treatment and may be a waste of resources, according to study findings. Among older adults going to a primary care physician for new back pain, early imaging was not associated with better outcomes in terms of disability, pain, or quality of life, but was associated with greater resource utilization. This according to a recent study at the International Society for the Study of the Lumbar Spine's annual meeting. The prospective cohort study analyzed 3,000 patients visiting their primary care physician for new back pain. Patients were excluded if they had visited their PCP within the previous 6 months for back pain. The authors of the study used the Roland Morris Disability Scale and relative value units as a measure of healthcare utilization as their primary outcomes for their study. The authors found older adults who underwent early imaging had no statistically significant differences in disability, back and leg pain, and UroQOL-5D outcomes versus patients who did not undergo early imaging. Early imaging tended to lead to unnecessary interventions such as physical therapy and injections, according to the study's author. As always, discuss all spine-related treatment options with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. A paper presented at the 2014 North American Spine Society annual meeting stated that the presence of bone marrow edema adjacent to vertebral endplates in patients with degenerative lumbar scoliosis may be a cause of low back pain. This according to data again recently presented. Kiyotaka Yamada, MD, PhD, said in a presentation, "The cause of low back pain can be controversial in patients with degenerative lumbar scoliosis. Unlike the cause of leg pain, which can often be traced to neural compression, such as stenosis of the spinal canal." The authors of the study suggest that bone marrow edema adjacent to the vertebral endplate of a degenerative scoliosis is strongly associated with low back pain. According to Yamada, bone marrow edema was significantly more evident in patients with low back pain, and edema was present in 96.9%. The control group showed significantly less bone edema, with edema present in 37.5% of those patients. Surf to our show notes for details on the full article. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. To be successful, you have to have heart in your business and your business in your heart. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.